Good. I really don't got no information other than the last interview. Still feeling good and practicing with the team. Got a better grasp on the playbook that come with time. Still learning. And I'm taking a lot of mental reps right now because I can't do contact.
David, did you, just to be clear, you haven't had your next MRI yet that you're waiting on?
Yeah. Like I said, my other interview, I think in the beginning of May, I was waiting until June 4th. So June 4th will be my next appointment. Can somebody take a picture and like tweet it so I can like put it on my Instagram or something while I'm doing this? I like all the mics up here.
How does it feel going out there and running around? I mean, any pain, anything that you can't do?
Nah, like I said, I never had any pain. No pain at all. Capable of doing everything. We're just being careful because, you know, I came so far, which I feel the same as before the surgery. But came so far, and the coaches just don't want me to risk it by bumping into somebody, running something, falling down when I'm this close to my next appointment.
You said previously, you know, the only thing holding you back is pictures.
Yes,
right?
That's it.
So June 4th, you're going to get some more pictures.
Yeah.
Right? Are you going to be nervous? You know, because those pictures, you feel great, but unless the pictures, you know, the pictures have to prove it, don't they?
Yeah, it's nervous, and it's out of your hands at that point, and I'm just, you know, pray before I go in, and, you know, after that, it's out of my hands.
I mean, you feel like you should be fine based on how you feel physically.
Feel great, yeah.
But as you know, I mean, they're going to be looking for every little detail.
Yeah, because it's taken serious, and it should be, and I'm just looking forward to getting out on the field, so hopefully they get the pictures they're looking for.
And if they don't, would that just mean more time? You'd have to spend more time?
Yeah, I'll probably start kicking field goals and then just help the team that way.
Is the special team?
Yeah.
Is this injury something that you can rehab, or is it just rest?
Just rest, yeah. That's the most. Like I said, I have no pain, and then like it's nothing I can do to make it better. So, like, just time. But I want to express that it's like I never had any pain. Like, I went home to my family, and they was shocked to see me, like, during Memorial Day weekend. Like, oh my God, is your neck? How is your neck? And like, I never had any pain. I've been walking on my own, talking on my own, like doing everything normal, running, exercising, like regular. And you know, I want to express to everybody that I never had any pain at all, 0%. And you know, I've been healthy and doing well.
David, you're jumping around out here like the Energizer Bunny. Every time you touch the ball, I see you fielding punts and everything else. I wonder how hard is that for you to even be out on this field, knowing that you're still in limbo, still waiting for that good MRI to come back, and things happen during OTAs, even when they're not playing. Guys fall the wrong way, guys trip the wrong way. I mean, how do you deal with that?
Just staying positive and going out there and still participating. You know, I don't even think about it when I'm out there. I'm just doing everything normal. And, you know, if you focus on that, that's the wrong thing to focus on. I'm trying to focus more on so building the chemistry with my team and learning this playbook so we can have a better season than we did last year.
With the neck issue, I mean, in terms of your rehab and your training and stuff like that, did you have to change anything? Is there anything you can't do, like, in the gym or in the weight room at all?
Yeah, like, they didn't want me squatting heavy weights on my neck. But it's ways around that and ways that I can still squat, and I have been doing that.
So when you said you felt no pain, and yet the doctors came to you and said you have to have this surgery, you must have been shocked by saying, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't feel bad.
Yeah, it was weird, but they said I had to do it to keep playing, so I was with it.
Was there any worry at all that it might be over? There was some talk that the possibility that you might not be able to play again.
Yeah, it was hard to worry because I felt nothing, so... I thought it would be something that would just pass over, but then they said I had to have the surgery. It was best to have the surgery. And, you know, I understood that, and I did my research and weighed the pros and cons, and I felt that was the best decision.
Have you talked to anyone else that's been in a similar situation that's kind of been in a limbo waiting with
it? Yeah, Kiwi, and then just ran into another linebacker that said he had the same thing, and yeah.
He said, what kind of advice did they give you? What did they tell you?
They playing fine, so they just be like, it was just a matter of time. So, you know, that's inspirational to see them, and they still playing and doing fine.
Is it even more of a tease for you to be out here and doing what you're doing? Yes,
trash today and watching the guys and then knowing that you have to take a step back when things really get going.
Yeah, but I kind of like it. I like getting the mental reps and seeing it. I learned from visuals and memorization, so, you know, taking mental reps helped with that a lot. So I'm learning the playbook a lot faster than if I was actually being thrown in there.
This is a new offense. Where do you see your role in this offense?
Whatever the coaches ask, I hope I can do it.
Do you get a sense what your running back responsibilities will be? Is it a little different than it was last year or not?
Nah, nobody really got roles right now. We just all, like, learning the offense and all, you know, getting in there and getting where we fit in. And all of us, I see all the running backs helping the team in some way throughout the season.
Do you look at it as a challenge to you in the fact that they not only drafted a running back, but they went out and signed one free agent? You say to yourself, okay, is that a lack of faith in you, or do you look at something and say, okay, I'm going to push myself even more so after that?
Nah, because if you look at our season last year, Andre got hurt, I got hurt, Brandon Jacobs got hurt, Peyton Hillis got hurt.
Right.
Like, Cox was out for a while. Like, everybody, like, went through a period, and it was almost down to having a new running back every week and a new running back start every week because of injury. So that's a position where, you know, you take a lot of pounding and, you know, you need to be deep in that position.
David, you said June 4th is your next MRI. Is it your understanding that if they clear you that a couple of weeks later for mini camp, that there's a chance they'll allow you to get on the field and do everything you need to do? Or is this the kind of thing where they're still going to hold you back until July training camp?
I don't know that part yet. Yeah.
If you were betting men, would you say to yourself, I could play, you know, could you say you could play right now?
Yeah, I feel good.
So this whole thing is really strange to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't comprehend that this is happening?
Nah. Just a day-by-day thing.